Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth
has a mission to do. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
morning, good afternoon, and good evening, all listeners of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. Here we are again with a beautiful show, and we have the theme of peace, and we have a beautiful guest. He's called Sean Bradley, and he's describing to us the Tao community, and he's a wonderful, wonderful man, and it's all about oneness today. And I'm Pure Wind Song from the Netherlands, by the way. And I co-host this show together with Gary Moore and Sean Christie. So are you here, people?
I am here. Hello, Marika.
Hello.
Hi, Marika. Hi Gary. You're right.
Hi, everybody.
And as Marika says, we have the beautiful theme of peace today, or this evening, wherever you are in the world. And helping us to manifest peace in the heart, peace in the mind, peace in the body, peace in Mother Earth, and peace in the nature wave, we have Sean Bradley. And he's a very special man to me because I've known him about 8 years, and he taught me to do therapeutic channeling. And we're going to bring Sean on in a little while, but how is it over there in Louisiana, Gary? You've moved to Louisiana now? from
it
the mountains.
It is warm and sultry. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a hot, humid, sultry day. The sun is out and it's dried up. We had quite a bit of rain the past few days, but it's dried up now and it's quite warm. I'm loving it. I'm loving this hot, humid weather. And in about a week, maybe a little longer, we will be going farther down into the Gulf and investigating things from a spiritual level and talking to people and really checking it out as to how the extent of the damage, both around the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and possibly over into Alabama and maybe Texas as well. So I'm putting all that together as we speak. And it'll be either next week or the week after, and for about two shows, I think we'll be down there. So stay tuned for
brilliant.
All the details. I haven't got it all yet, but we'll hear more about it.
Yeah, you can continue the Unity Wave meditations down there, can't you? And Sean, has been doing them up there in Cumbria. He's been going down to the estuary. He lives just right on the estuary, and he goes there and sends healing to the Gulf. And because the Gulf Stream comes right past us in England, you know, it brings us a little bit of warm water and a little bit of warm weather, but not a lot. It's been pouring down all day here where I am. So that's brilliant. So we're all manifesting that together.
Yes, we are.
Right. And we're going to have a song, aren't we? We're going to have a beautiful song chosen by Sean. And it's called How Could Anyone Ever Tell You? And it's by Sean and Oak. Beautiful.
And in the meanwhile, we played a song. Please get your candles ready because we're doing a candle ceremony later on. Don't light it yet because we do that together. And get plenty of water to drink. And, of course, to throw your candle out if something goes wrong. Here we go.
And if you don't have a lighter to light the candles, rub two Indians together.
Here we go. Enjoy this beautiful song.
Oh, thank you for choosing that beautiful song by Sean and all, Sean. That's gorgeous. How can anyone ever tell you? It really brings back memories, that one, when I used to come up to store to do the courses with you. Oh, it's lovely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So are you here now, Sean?
Yes.
Are you unmuted? Welcome to our show. And it's wonderful that you're
welcome
our
to the
guest
show,
today.
Sean.
Thank you, Gary.
Glad you're here.
Yes. Welcome. Oh, you're going to post the link now, are you, Marika, before we bring Sean on to do his talk? I think so.
Oh,
Sean's
yes.
Sean's going to tell us all about the Tao community when he comes on in a moment.
Here it is.
All righty.
And Marika's posting the link into the chat room.
Yeah, here it is. And if for Thank everybody, please click on that link and then press the pause button on the player because it's a YouTube video and mute the sound because when Sean is finished speaking, then we go and see together, we're all going to see together with this video. So you can, then it has time to load right now. And when you have done it, please give us a heart in the chat room so we know that you're ready.
Okay, so everybody click the link and pause the player, mute the sound, and then when you've done that, send up a heart, and that'll be your ticket for the video. There's my ticket right there. Send up a heart in the chat room after you've done that.
And then we'll bring
pause
Sean
a few
on.
Seconds because it takes a couple of seconds for the delay.
Yeah, it does. Everybody's writing click and pause in the chat room.
And click you, and pause.
You got it, yeah. Yeah, but don't press it yet because we're going to bring Sean on to tell us all about the Tao community.
Yeah, they're all already.
Isn't it? Okay, then. Hey there, Sean.
I'm here.
Oh, brilliant.
Hello.
Hello, can you
can
hear
you
us?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I can hear
you. I can hear you.
So would you like to speak to us about your background?
Is that me, Gary?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Welcome. Thank. Sorry, I was just a bit confused. But thank
that's
you.
Okay, so was I. but that's okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Four of us.
Right, so thank you for welcoming me and inviting me to share with you from my heart.
Well, thank you for being here.
What we were guided to do back in 2006 when I was in the middle of training a group of 12 student therapists who were working with the Christ Magdalena energies underpinned by the ancient teachings of the Essenes, and that was in North Manchester in the United Kingdom. And just after the meditation in the morning, I decided to go outside and have some respite and ground myself because it was rather a long meditation. And whilst I was outside, the group were actually receiving a message from Lord Kitumi. And the message was very beautiful and very simple. And as the message was being given to them, Sister Teresa came running out to me asking me to come in, and I said, why? She said, Lord Kitumi speaking to the group. And I said, well, who's Lord Kitumi? So, pleading ignorance, she ran in and she asked, and they said, it's St. Francis. Well, I downed tools and I ran in. And the message was really, really something to experience firsthand of what Francis was feeling about the universe and the world. And he asked us all to restore God's people, not to restore religion, but to restore all faiths and none to come together and celebrate. Celebrate the love of the I Am Presence, that we are all equal, that we are all brothers and sisters, and that we all have a right to be here, and that we must remove all barriers, all indifference, all hate from our hearts towards any other group that doesn't share or is in sympathy or in empathy with us. So the Teo community was born. Some of the group wanted the Teo community to be up and running in their time, but sadly, St. Francis had his own time. And at the moment, we are walking in faith, honoring what he gave us to do in 2006, and that is to be an environmental community whose ecology is rooted in that of St. Francis, who we believe and perceive as a great spiritual ecologist for soul seekers everywhere. Francis of Assisi, in his Living of the Gospel of Jesus, the Barefoot Galilean, to the full, he gave us four examples of four incredible ecologies. The first one is an environmental ecology, living in harmony with creation and Mother Nature and the elements. The second ecology is a social ecology, which embraces all people as brothers and sisters, regardless of color, race, or status. And the third is a spiritual ecology in praise of the Father, Mother, God as creator of all things. And the fourth ecology is an interfaith ecology, inviting all soul seekers of truth enter a new concept of living practical spirituality in the modern world, regardless of one's religious persuasion. So the Teo community of St. Francis has at its very core the vision of Francis that we must be an interfaith community of men and women representing all faiths, all sexualities, all lifestyles, disabled or non-disabled, there's no age limit, where we can come together as a spiritual community, not as a religious community, defending our belief structure. And as brothers and sisters, we were guided by Francis in 2008 when I was guided to go to Assisi in faith. I had no idea, no expectations. All I knew, like all of you listening, is that when you get this strong urge to do something in your heart, you follow it, even though my head was wanting to know why, but I was guided not to go there. So before the tomb of St. Francis, all I can remember is kneeling in absolute love at a man whose life touched my heart. Not because I was once a Catholic Christian nursing monk, but because here I could see in this very man something of his spirituality that resonated with my soul, my love of nature, my respect for all traditions. Because as a young man, I never prayed for Christian unity. And that sounds awful, doesn't it? But I was guided as a young nursing monk back in the 60s when I was based in Northern Ireland in the thick of all the troubles, training as a psychiatric nurse in a community of male Catholic men. And we paid the price for our faith because we looked after a lot of non-Catholics and we were punished by the IRA for daring to reach out to another faith. So Francis, for me, is an ecologist. Yes, he's a Catholic saint, but he's more than that. He walked God's talk. He did not want to set up monasteries. He did not want people to follow him into a monastic setting. He just wanted to go about his business, honoring his heart and bringing love, light, and blessing from the landscape through the natural world to his God. So for us who embrace this life, we take to heart the message of Francis. And that message that was given to me again in April 2008 when I knelt at his tomb asking him for guidance, asking him for clarity. And the message from him and Magdalena and the Lord Christ, the cosmic Christ, was very beautiful in that it asked me to set up a lay monastic community, a monastery without walls, for men and women of all faith traditions and none, to live a simple spiritual life and to come to their God, their creator, their source, the I Am Presence, through the natural world, which is, in the words of Francis, the soul of the Franciscan of simplicity, peace, integrity, love and compassion. So here we are. Though we're geographically dispersed in different parts of the world, we hold each other in prayer three times a day, morning, noon and evening, when we come, like the early Essenes who lived 8,000 years ago, who were persecuted men and women, who honored the Divine One, who came from their workplace every day, and they joined each other, men, women and children, and they gave thanks to God for their blessing. So they were the first community who came in love and service. Our role today is to establish a Teo community in every country in the world where men and women will not defend their belief and try and convert you to the Teo community belief, but that you will come with your own religious belief and that you will be respected. You don't have to do what I had to do when I entered as a young man of 16, a Catholic nursing order that was very much influenced by Germany because it was founded in Germany in the 14th century. It was a way of life that was extremely austere, punitive, and it was about reprogramming your mindset to hate yourself.
Yes.
Now, I look back on that, and though it's taken me many years to overcome that Catholic guilt, mm-hmm. I send love to my church. Okay. But the message of Francis is not to have people come into a rule of life that compromises their belief or their lifestyle. So we're a spiritual family.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You called yourself at the beginning of the show, or in the show page, a spiritual lap dancer. Could you tell us what that means?
Oh, I've been called many things. I used to be known as the barefoot angel.
Yeah.
I used to be called the barefoot angel man when I worked the clubs running retreats, bringing in the angelic love and light, because I work in my bare feet. It all came about a few months ago when, in my habit, my plain, simple Franciscan habit, I came to the gate and this young man, who's our postman or mailman, he came and he said, "What does the word mail monastery mean?" And I said, "Well, what do you think it means?" He said, "I'm not sure." So he said to me, "Why are you in fancy dress?" And I said, "I'm in fancy dress because I'm a lap dancer for JC and the Sunshine Band." JC meaning Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "It doesn't say that in the Bible." I said, "Are you a born-again Christian?" He said, "I am." I said, "Well, I'm sorry. I don't subscribe to that theology because I used to believe in Christ, the Christian Christ, and it screwed me up because he represented fear and guilt and pain. But the Christ I love isn't the Christ that's been damaged by the Christian church. It's the Christ who's the barefoot Galilean who represented peace. And he also was a Jew. So I'm afraid I don't do this born-again routine, although I respect you, but I don't go along with it because it doesn't fit comfortably with what Francis is guiding us to do, to embrace all faiths. So that's how I got labeled spiritual lap dancer. But at 62, I could just picture myself doing a bit of our lap dancing in some nightclub. I'm afraid people would pay me to go.
There you go.
And that would be good because it would help the community fund.
Yeah, pass the collection plate while you're doing that.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. That enlightened all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. So if you want to know a little bit more about the Teo and where we're at today, then that's fine. If not, then feel free to go on the website. There's an awful lot of information there, and I don't really want to waste your time.
Well, what? No, you're not wasting our time. You're on the radio. What is your website, though? Let us know.
Just say it for the folks listening.
Yeah, we'll post it in the chat room, and just say it for the people listening on the archive.
Okay, it's interfaithfranciscans.com. And we who live here at the Monastery of St. Francis, we are all members of that community, living as lay monastics in our monastery without walls. So we don't have walls. We're free to come and go, although I've chosen not to go by taking an additional vow or promise to God, by committing my life for interfaith peace, which is to remain contemplative and enclosed. Although I do allow myself out for 1 hour each day to go down to the estuary, as Jan said, and to send love, light, and blessing to the waters that come from the Gulf Stream and that will return there because of the animal kingdom that are in distress as a result of man's greed and how man has raped our beautiful earth. So it's important for me, who's very much in keeping with the ecology of Francis, that as a spiritual ecologist and as one who has to come to one's God through the natural world, that I have to be in tune with what's going on with nature. So that's my practical prayer. And I see that as a prayer, not just kneeling down for God, with God, as I used to do as a conventional monk. Prayer for me is everything and anything that raises my consciousness, even if it's looking at the sunrise or the sunset, listening to the birds sing. That for me is a great prayer.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
It's such a beautiful message. Thank you for that.
It's my pleasure.
So we continue on to the video.
Do we continue on to the video now, Jen? Or
we can. We can talk for hours, I think.
I'm not sure.
Well, if anybody wants to know about the Teo community, people in the past thought we were a religious community. We're not. Anybody can become a member. You can be a friend of the Teo community, or you can choose to become an oblate. We have a nickname for the oblates called omelets, as
omelets.
In scrambling eggs. Yes, but the oblate is a man or woman who's either married, single, gay, lesbian, or straight, disabled or non-disabled, who lives a spiritual life, but who wants to be part of something that is living and walking God's talk. By living a simple spiritual life, by honoring the earth, by respecting the earth, by ensuring that we address the key issues, the green issues to do with climate change, that we don't sit on our soapbox, that we do something practical, such as what you've mentioned earlier, Gary and Jan, about sending love and light out to the four corners of the earth, as is this radio show. So to be an oblate means just to follow your heart, to follow your own rule of life. You devise your rule and do the things you continue to do. We don't ask you to abide by our rule, as would happen in a conventional Buddhist or Christian monastery. You write your own rule and share it with us. And together we make noise, spiritual noise, where we come together to support one another. Because at this time, as we're approaching end times, particularly with 2012 and that wonderful shift of energy consciousness, we are guided to come together by Lord Kitumi, St. Francis, and Magdalena as small communities. And they are not just speaking to us, they're speaking to brothers and sisters in Brazil, in Argentina, in America, in France, in Canada, in Australia, wherever there are open-minded, like-hearted, like-minded souls who believe in spirituality, who come to God without clutter and baggage, and who honor their heart, who don't go to their head to process. They are really all friends of Francis. And we just say, if you want to join us, then you can do on different levels, as a friend or as an oblate, but there's no pressure on you to convert, because that's disrespectful. And that didn't happen to me as a Catholic when I joined the Catholic Order of Monks, nursing monks. I had to leave my family, and over a 3-year period, I was being reprogrammed, unknown to me, and that when I chose to leave after 8 years, I had an expectation that my family would have been there for me. But sadly, my family grew up without me, because I left them at 16, and after 8 years, when I decided I'd had enough of the uncharitableness, because I found more Christian charity outside training as a nurse than I did in the monastery. But then I decided to make contact with my family, and the truth was revealed. I didn't know them, and they didn't know me, because I was a total stranger to them. And that has been something I've had to live with, and that's something I still need healing on, because I love them, but they don't know their eldest brother, because he left them at a very early age and entered a mindset that was very negative, very ungodly, and certainly not Christ-like. But we send love and light to that generation, because they thought they were doing right, but in retrospect, but I realized they were doing wrong.
Beautiful.
Anyway, we're going to get Sean back on in a little while to tell us about the piece of land he would like to get. He'd like to have a community on some land to be self-sufficient with chickens and things like that. So we'll get you back on in a little while, Sean, to tell us about that. Okay, then.
Thank you, Jan.
And before
Thank
that,
you, Gary.
You'll be doing the meditation in a little while as well. Okay.
I am. Bless you.
See you.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, everybody. I saw already a lot of hearts in the chat room, so we are I'm just talking a little bit because of the time lag, but then we'd like to see the hymn to the Angel of Peace, and it's a video of Shel Christie. And I heard from our brother Sean that he shares it everywhere he comes, and it's a very, very beautiful song. So that's, and the video is amazing. So we are going to see it together. I will count you down. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
I love it how she does that.
Angel of peace,
be always everywhere,
always everywhere.
We recognize the crescent moon, visualize invoking you in every single sphere. Peace.
Angel of peace,
we wonder where you are. Your beautiful vibration's gone. Could it be your own? Be your own. Some far and distant star. We need you more each passing day.
More than just
feeling, tangible, tranquility.
right now, it's time to light our candles, because fire is a very powerful tool, and along with prayer and focused intent, it helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send out love, light and healing all over the world to all mankind and the nature wave. So if you'd like to light your candles now and your incense, I've got some Nag Champa burning and it smells absolutely heavenly. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm to be with us, to help us to send out the healing. We'd like to ask the Archangel Michael of the North, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light. Love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now, Raphael of the West, to bring your love and healing. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now, in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. And thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm and the Christ energies, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 27 therapists in the room, and we ask that they help us, please. And before Sean does the meditation, we will ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thank you.
Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
That was beautiful. I always love that mantra. Thank you, Marika. And Sean, are you back with us?
I am, yes.
Ah, there you are.
I am. That was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now I would like you to join me in Marika, Gary, and Jan, and I would like us to stay focused and be aware of Mother Earth. Be aware of the healing waters of Mother Earth touching your feet. There is a gentle swish of water around your feet, cleansing your feet. And Mother Earth is acknowledging your gifting this evening, and she's inviting you to allow her come through you. She's inviting you to relax in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your spirit. And as you breathe in, you are aware of her love. And that love is flowing as a soft energy up through your feet. It's now balancing your chakras, those energy wheels in your body. And as it flows up to your heart, something wonderful is happening for you right now. And remaining in your heart, your teacher, Mother Earth is allowing you to visualize that you have become the Tree of Life. And your roots are now connected with Mother Earth. And she allows you to see your arms lift heavenward. And her love is flowing through the palms of your hands. And that love is calling on the Divine Feminine, Magdalena, Isis, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary. And just visualize, if you will, a gentle light approaching you as you sit quietly with your feet in the healing waters of Mother Earth. The Divine Feminine is coming towards you, and she's bringing her love down through your crown chakra at the top of your head, and that soft, gentle, selfless energy is releasing all negativity from your mind, releasing only love. Be aware in your in-breath. Be aware of their love for you as you embrace them. And their love now cleanses your third eye so that you can now see. Maybe this is the first time, but you can see them in their radiant beauty of love. And that feminine energy is now flowing down into your throat chakra. It's releasing ancient blocks from many lifetimes. It's empowering you reclaim your inner wounded child. It's allowing you to hear the words of Shiananal. How can anyone ever tell you, you are not beautiful? Be aware of Magdalena as she envelops you in the mantle of love. be aware of Mother Mary as she embraces you into her mantle of peace. Be aware of Kuan Yin, the goddess of mercy, as she embraces you in her mantle of protection. Be aware of Isis, the Egyptian goddess, the ascended master, who holds you to her bosom. And allow their energies lubricate your throat chakra, empowering you this night to take back your power and to become a child of the light, an emissary of hope, a child of God. And be aware that you are an Olympian for Source, the I Am Presence, the one who is. Be aware that the love of the Divine Feminine is now coming down through the thymus chakra, the window into the angelic realm. Just sit quietly there and invoke the energies of the angelic realm and ask them to speak with you now. What do they want you to pray for? Which part of the universe at this moment is in most need of healing? Allow them to speak to you. Allow them to show you. And as you breathe in the breath of the I Am Presence, you are aware that the energies from Mother Earth with the energies of the Divine Feminine are now taking you back into your center, your heart. You are complete, you are whole, and you are a child of grace. You are the beating heart of God. You are the in-breath of all that is. You are the out-breath of Mother Earth. And quietly now recite the ancient mantra of the Essenes. I am a child of the light. I am whole. I am perfection. I am complete. Relax. And just be aware. And as you look at your feet, you see the waters change color. The waters are now turquoise. And Mother Earth is saying, may I have your permission to release some of the love you've received as a representative of the Tree of Life to flow to the oceans of the world, the oceans that are hurting right now, where the animal kingdom is in need of love. So we visualize a current of our love flow now to the Gulf of Mexico to bring healing rays of pure love, to restore and replenish the beautiful healing waters of Mother Earth, contaminated by oil and the dead animals. Let us hold that now, and as we breathe out, just breathe out love, breathe out joy, and as an ambassador of peace, may you know that tonight you are not a nobody, but that you are a somebody. And that no one has the right from Almighty God, the one who is, to tell you that you are not beautiful, because you are. Relax now. And just focus on the palm of your hands. And just experience the gift from the angelic realm. Visualize the chakras in your palms being activated so that you can lift them up to each other and form a circle of light to each other around the world. And I hold my hands up to the Father, Mother, God, to Mother Earth, in the presence of Francis, Kuan Yin, Magdalena, Mother Mary, in the presence of the Buddha, the Cosmic Christ, the ancient prophets, Muhammad, all the wise ones, all traditions, all faiths and none. And from my heart I release the presence of God, and I ask that you be blessed, that you be invigorated and inspired to feel the power of divine love flow through you now, flow into you as an ambassador of grace. Just be still. And now I invite you to connect to the rhythm of your breathing. Be aware of your in-breath and your out-breath. Be aware of your heartbeat. I invite you to remove your feet from the healing waters. And when you feel ready, I invite you to regain your posture and to stand. I invite you to shake your hands gently. I invite you now to take one last breath of gratitude. A gratitude gift to all of you, to each other, to Gary, to Jan, and to Marika, and to all the listeners, because tonight is a special night, a night of peace. And if ever the world has needed your gift, it is this night. May God reward you, may God bless you, and may He keep you safe until we meet again. Inshallah. Namaste. Peace. Peace.
Aho. Thank you for that, Brother Sean.
Thank you, Kevin.
Game ball.
Right now it's time to close our chakras for the people who want to do that. And to do that, we pretend we have doors. We go to the top of the head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. Down to the solar plexus, closing that one. Down to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, and leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth while you're living in a physical body. You can leave all your chakras open if you so prefer, but if you're new to meditating, I suggest that you close them just enough so that you feel comfortable. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid of light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand. He's putting you into the purple pyramid, sealing it at the top with the blue light to keep you safe and secure until next time we meet. The next time you meditate. Thank you, the Archangel Michael. And thank you to the angelic realm and the Christ Magdalene energies for being with us today. We hope that the angels remain in the archives for anyone listening there. Thank you. And thank you, Sean. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Another song for Sean. With Billy Powell.
Content to let me shine. That's your way.
Middle of Air from Beaches and chosen especially by Sean. And we're going to have Sean back on for a moment or two. Are you there, Sean? Because we'd like to discuss you.
I am, yes.
You're hoping to set up something like a Findhorn on a smaller scale.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, that's true. Can
yeah,
you hear
that
me?
Would be brilliant. And you've already got your chickens, haven't you?
I have. Can you hear me,
got
Sean?
Chickens. Yeah, we can,
yes,
all
we can
hear
you, Sean.
You can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, thank you all. Yes, the vision is much simpler than Findhorn. It's a vision where we can set up lay monastic communities for people of like mind who don't wish necessarily to live the monastic life, but who want to live alongside as friends in an eco-sustainable community, not using money, where they barter their gifts for survival, but where we come together as a community of love. And only recently I was guided in prayer by St. Francis and Magdalena that I had to put this request out to the whole interfaith community globally and ask them to provide it. And we, the members of the community, our friends around the world, and those of us who have dedicated our lives to world peace and interfaith, would be allowed to be the custodians of running those communities where we could bring love and light and break down all the ancient barriers caused by religion. And religion, I'll just end by saying, I had a lovely Irish lady phoned me 6 years ago and who sung to me the Celtic blessing of St. Patrick. And she asked me very challengingly what I perceived was there a difference between religion and spirituality. Well, I'm afraid I was breathless. So I asked her, please explain. And she said, the difference is religion is for those who live in fear of God. And spirituality is for those of us who've come through hell. So in a nutshell, the Teo community is God's vision through Francis and Magdalena to reach out to all faiths and none, to come together and not defend God, not to preach God, but to show love. Basic Franciscan hospitality is about love. And if you want to join us, you can do so from your armchair, without having to travel here to stores. You can, if you're living a spiritual life, if you're a spiritual lap dancer like me, then join me and let you become the wind beneath our wings. Because I've become disheartened at times trying to reach the Christian community where they've given us a lot of short change because they see us as a threat. And we send them love. I guess they're afraid, because it's a new concept to them and they have to abide by a lot of rules. But we are a non-hierarchical group. Yes, we do have a spiritual mother, Mother Olivia, who's a scholar in Buddhism and she's in her 70s and she's just one beautiful mama. And we love her because she speaks wise words to us and there's no judgment. And only Jan can speak from our heart when she's come here many times. And all we do is celebrate love. And that is God. God is love. Let's forget the nonsense. Let's forget the guilt. And
we're going to run out of time, Sean. We could listen to you all night, but we're going to run out of time. And thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we have John Lucas, who will be taking callers for anyone who is in pain. So if you're in pain at all, only next week, John Lucas is on. And thank you once again, Sean, Marika,
yes,
and Gary. And
we're
going to say goodnight to the rest with Wind Beneath My Wing. No, sorry, the Josh Groban one, You Raised Me Up. Another choice of Sean.
He's
chosen some beautiful music tonight. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, thank
you
for listening.
And make sure you come back next week. We'll have...
I will.
We'll have some pain relief next week.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you
all very much. I feel deeply gratitude and love. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I love you all.
Let's break out the fry bread.
Let's have the hash browns.
Troubles come and my heart burdens me. And I am still and wait here in the silence.
him on your shoulder. Thank you.